Hey Freaks, it's Monday, October 20th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, guys, this is awesome. Dead babies galore. Dead babies and assholes. Decapitated cunt babies. Bloody infants all around. Also, Apple Store employees are assholes. But if you are an Apple employee, I need your help. Kisses! Oh, that was uncalled for and very unprofessional. Hey, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily, kicking off a new week of programs. Before we get into any audio, I just have to get this off my chest. My big, inflated, breast-filled chest. I need to get something off my moobs. I'm so glad that I don't have fucking man tits. You know, I've gained weight. I've probably gained, from my skinniest, I've probably gained, 40 or 50 pounds. And while I'm grateful I don't have big cone-shaped tits, it just means I look even weirder naked. I would almost prefer to have, like, boobs that jutted out. Because if you look at me, my chest is flat, and then the stomach is where it really just extends outward. If I had boobs, it would press my it would force my shirt outward, and then my stomach wouldn't look so big in comparison. You see what I'm saying? Now I want boobs. How does one acquire boobs? Like, I'm gaining weight. I can't grow tits, though. There's got to be a way.
Attention, parents of boys who have taken the antipsychotic drug Risperdal.
Yes! That's the answer to my problems. Remember we played this clip a while ago? Apparently, children who took Risperdal were growing boobs. Man boobs. What's really interesting is that the fat man, DV's very own first fucking utard, is on Risperdal. At least he was. And he has ginormous tits. He definitely has a lawsuit. He should really call the Goldwater Law Firm.
If your son took Risperdal and then developed gynecomastia, a condition in which boys develop female breasts, call the Goldwater Law Firm.
Actually, it could be kind of difficult for the fat man to prove his case, considering there are thousands of videos of him on YouTube where he's like challenging himself to eat as many rolls of uncooked cookie dough dipped in gravy. You know what I mean? Like, that may have contributed to the tits. Back to my original point. I need to get something off my chest. Oh, my fight with Apple this weekend. Now, I know a lot of you guys don't like Apple. I know there are a lot of people that love Apple products. It's a very polarizing company. Now, truth be told, I use a combination of things. I use a nice Windows computer. I do a lot of my video editing on there just because that's where I learned how to do it. And then when I, you know, recording my show and stuff, I have a MacBook. We'll get to the MacBook issues in a moment. But first, you know, I've got an iPhone, and I also have an Android phone. To be honest with you, I use my iPhone more often, all right? So I have, you know, and iPhones use a special USB connector. One end is USB, the other end is what they call a lightning connector. So I have this device. I have this lightning connector, and it started to split. The plastic casing over the wire started to split. So I took it into the Apple store, and they were less than helpful. I said, look at this thing. It's only a few months old, and it's splitting. This is not normal. And they said, well, it's considered excessive wear, so you're shit out of luck. And I said, but it's only a few months old. And they said, tough shit. You look poor. You don't look like you can spend a lot of money. Get the hell out of our store. And I cried. And I ran away like a little girl. So that's basically what they said. I'm like, do you know how much money I've spent on your goddamn overpriced products over the last 10 years? The least you could do is replace my little shitty cord. But they wouldn't do it. And I went to like two or three different people at the Apple store, you know, to see it. And they, each time they gave me different answers. Like the first one, they're like, you're not within your 15-day window. Oh, that's not covered. You need to get Apple Care in order for it. And then another girl said, it doesn't even matter if you have Apple Care. We wouldn't have covered it because it's, you know, it looks like you did something to it. Like I'm fucking chewing the wires. And it didn't look like it was chewed. It's not like my dog was chewing on it or something. The plastic covering just split, and it continued to split and get larger and larger. And then they got angry at me for that. They're like, you should have come into the store when you first noticed it splitting. Now it's like 3 or 4 inches, and you look suspicious. I'm like, why do you keep accusing me of stuff? What do you think is my nefarious plan here? Do you think I rummage through the garbage cans of people around the city trying to find lightning connectors that are beat up? Then I go to Apple Store and get them replaced with new ones for free, and then I sell the lightning connectors on the black market or something? Like, what the fuck do you think the plan is here? Whatever. So I ended up just going online to Apple.com using their online chat support. That's totally the way to go. If you're having an issue like I was having, first of all, they can't see the cord in question, right? So, you know, if it looks a little fishy, they don't know it. And they're just, you know, they're just way more agreeable and friendly. I think they're all high over there in Cupertino. Whatever. They're way nicer than the fucking asshole douchebags at the Apple Store. By the way, if you are an employee of the Apple Store, please disregard that comment, because I'm going to ask for your help in just a second. I really hate talking about my setup, because the second anyone sees that I'm using an Apple product, you get those fucking idiots who are just like, why'd you spend so much? You overpaid on blah, 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 whatever. I am the biggest nerd in the world. I've got a nice Windows setup. I've got my Mac setup. I think we just went over this, right? I've been a nerd probably longer than you've been alive. I know all about autoexec.batch files, config.sys. I've had computer systems growing up that didn't even have Windows. So yeah, I was a command line baby. But I have found, for what I need, specifically with this podcast, I like the Mac ecosystem, whatever. All right, so it is time for me to upgrade my MacBook Pro. It's a early 2011, and it's a nice system, but it is showing its age, and I would like to sell this one while I can still get good money, which is one of the nice things about Apple products. They really retain their value. So I can go ahead and sell this on eBay, and then, boom, I'll have, I'm halfway to paying off my next product. So I want to do that before this loses too much value. If any of you work at Apple or the Apple Store and have one of those sweet employee or friend discounts, I would really appreciate it. And if it's one of those really nice discounts where you get like $500 off a computer, I would be happy to compensate you in some way, maybe a lifetime membership or a t-shirt or something, whatever. But if you could just email me, that would be great. I know we do have some listeners who work at Apple. I'm not sure exactly what their employee discount program is like anymore, but if you would be able to help out, just email me, and that would be very appreciated. Now, that being said, I will give the Apple haters some backup here. I think my love of Apple peaked maybe a couple years ago, and I still like their products. For doing what I do, it works great. But some of their choices, specifically with their hardware, is baffling to me. I hate the fact that all the RAM now is fucking soldered in. I was waiting for the new Mac Minis because I thought, oh, those are cheaper. I don't need a monitor. I'll just get rid of the MacBook, just use a Mac Mini, right? But now the Mac Mini fucking RAM is soldered in. Why would I want to do that? Everything's soldered in now. You can't change anything. Like, with the MacBook that I have now, it's a 15-inch, if anyone wants to purchase it off of me. You could have a piece of Distorted View history for the last several years. What, 3 years? I've been doing all my shows on this little baby. I upgraded the hard drive. I think it has a terabyte hard drive. 16 gigs of RAM. Make me an offer. All right, it's an i7 quad-core. It's the Cadillac of MacBooks. 2011 MacBooks. All right, so there you go. I don't know. Let's get off the subject of fucking computers. Who cares? I've got a bunch of great audio to share with you. First up, Jim is back, and he's still acting like an ass. Jim, of course, is one of our favorite porn directors.
Relax. Open up Think Zen Thoughts.
Wait, what?
Think Zen. Go. On the cock.
Think Zen Thoughts on the cock. She really... I mean, it's all over her face. Not literally yet all over her face, but just this look of dread. She doesn't want to be blowing this guy.
And attack it, baby. Go.
Jim, the motivational speaker. Nice pep talk. Come on, bitch. You destroy that cock. Devour that schlong.
Come on, attack it like it's a Miller Lite. Go. It's filled with beer. It should be at the balls. Fuck it like it's a wild pig trying to get away. Go. Go, go.
She's like, I don't even know what that means. Fuck it like a wild pig. But she can't say that because there's a giant cock in her mouth. So it comes out.
She's drooling, okay? You can do it.
Come on, we need more drool, bitch.
Go, baby. Attack that cock. Attack it.
You want to throw up on your camera?
It's okay. Go.
Jim would actually prefer if you puked all over the cock. Because we could cut it out of this film and paste it into some, you know, vomit fetish porn.
Facebook, go, go, go! Come on, get on, get on. You got it, baby, you got it.
Oh, no. Now she's crying.
Hey, are you okay?
I can't do it.
You can do it!
Like, is this your first time sucking cock? This is what you get paid to do. There's no crying in cock sucking. That was a line from the great 1994 porn parody, A League of Their Bone. What is it with this Jim? He's always making porn stars cry, and I can't tell why. He's not saying anything mean. He's being very supportive. Come on, attack that cock. He pushes them like a good spotter or personal trainer. Come on, one more push-up. You can do it, baby. You can do it. Come on. Attack that cock. Get your mouth on that cock.
Hey, are you okay?
No.
You can do it!
She's like shaking her hands. Like, I can't do it! It's just so hard!
You're doing good so far.
Don't You're doing good!
You're doing
fine.
No.
Oh,
now she's running off the set. I love it when whores try to run off the set because all you can hear is their fucking shoes, their stripper shoes. They sound like fucking clogs.
You can do it!
Stomping away. Listen to this.
You're doing good. You're doing fine. You're doing good. We're almost done.
That's, of course, where she storms off. I can't understand why she wasn't able to complete this simple request. I mean, you're a porn whore. You should be able to give a blowjob. You do it in every scene. Now, compare that lack of professionalism to the guy in this scene. Now, this is a real pro. He's getting fisted in the ass. And, he's making some noise because it hurts. But he doesn't break down crying. He doesn't say, stop the camera! I can't do it! Oh! No, this is a real man. Now, the theme of this clip is, like, cowboys, so there's some twangy music you have to deal with. At first I thought this guy was sucking dick. Like, wah, 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 wah. No, that's just the noise he's making because he's being fisted in the ass. Wah, 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 wah. Maybe he does feel the fist in his throat just going up through his ass all the way up his body. I wish there wasn't background music, though. It really ruins this experience for me. It's like the Tasmanian devil. I was hoping that would be the end of the music, but no. Just starts with another song. So, by the way, you know, keep in mind, the chick from our last clip couldn't suck a dick. This guy's taking not one, but two fists. The first fist, he barely made a noise. Finally, we get a reaction out of him when the second fist enters.
Good boy.
He literally has two arms up the ass.
Good boy.
He's violently shaking, but he can't go anywhere because, you know, he's got an arm in his ass. Wait, hold on. I gotta rewind this. I'm sorry. This might be one of the best fisting. One comes out. And he like.
Good boy.
He starts seizuring and then starts barking like a dog.
Good boy.
Uh-oh, I think we're going back in. Two fists. A black fist and a white fist. Aww. I could listen to this all day. I love hearing gays in pain. I think he's kind—he's like in shock now because he's just—he has passed out.
Good boy.
Oh, oxen free! He can't even really form words, I've noticed. He just sort of makes strange noises and sounds. Here's your second suggestion.
Good boy.
Oh, I heard the word please in there.
Please.
God! This has something to do with both hands coming out of the ass. I notice that's when he really starts to like have a seizure. I think maybe because it burns or something. Maybe the cold air swooping in after the hands have been taken out. I don't know. All right, so there you go. Some gay fisting porn. We haven't done gay fisting porn in a long time. Yeah, something for everyone on today's episode of DV. First, the return of Jim, the asshole porn director who couldn't even be nice when a whore's purse got stolen. Girl who had trouble sucking dick. And then, of course, more gay fisting porn, which I love. I would play that every day on Distorted View. If the gays would just be more verbal. The majority of the gay fisting porn clips now, the guys don't make a peep. You got a fist up your ass and you're not making any noise. I can't believe that, but that's the case. Watch gay fisting porn. You'll be disappointed. I was. Want to see those fairies screaming for mercy. That's what I want to hear when I see a guy getting fisted. All right, moving on. I've got a couple more clips here. We've got a black guy interacting with a black police officer.
I'm telling you, bro, that's not my weed, bro. I swear to God, if I knew that was mine, bro, I wouldn't even put that in my back seat.
Can you do me a favor and lose the bro part?
It's because you're black and I'm black. It doesn't make me your bro. I'm still a police officer, and I'm still going to arrest your ass. Cop trumps color, which is also why I'm thinking about shooting you.
That's not my weed, bro. I swear to God. If I knew that was mine, bro, I wouldn't even put that in my back seat.
Can you do me a favor and lose the bro part? I'm officer.
Officer, I'm sorry, officer. I swear to God, officer. If that was mine, I wouldn't even put that in my back seat, officer. I would have put it in my ass somewhere, bro.
You would have put it where?
In the crack of my ass or something, bro. I swear to God, bro.
See, that's why you know it's not my weed. Even though it's my car, that's not my weed. If it was my weed, I'd be smart about it. I'd shove it in my asshole. You feel me, officer bro? All right. Finally, before we get into the news, John Sakers is back. I don't know if you will recognize his name, but he is a vegan, and he wants everyone to know it. He produces YouTube videos and music videos. Here's his newest song, Carnis Cock. And when you look at him, he just looks sickly. I don't know what it is about veganism, But y'all have brown teeth. You have brown teeth and you look sickly in the face. But whatever. All right. Here is this is John Sakers and Carnist Cock.
This is a song for the saddest piece of meat in the world. Carnist Cock, I'm sorry that your owner pucks you up with cholesterol. Oh, Carnist Cock, I'm sorry that you find it hard to get hard.
Because when you have a vegan cock, you've got clean arteries and nice, hard, thick boners. You carnivores, you people who eat meat, your arteries get clogged, and that includes your dick, and then you have erectile dysfunction.
Carnist Cock, I'm sorry that your owner pucks you up with cholesterol. Oh, Carnist Cock, I'm sorry that you find it hard to get hard.
He's so desperate to get people to convert to veganism.
Carnist Cock, you must get angry every time your owner eats animals. Carnist Cock, you must get mad when your owner eats eggs and dairy. Animal products are loaded with artery clogging cholesterol. Can you imagine blockages in your cock? That's fucking scary. Carnist Cock.
All right. Sure, you've all converted to veganism now, thanks to John. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up on the news right now. Help ensure that this stupidity continues on for a long, long time. Sign up for the Sideshow. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows. Plus, every week we do extended shows like the one I have for you tomorrow. You get 20 minutes of bonus content. On Wednesday, I'll be back with an exclusive show just for paying members. And then on Friday, we do another exclusive show. So every week, lots of bonus material just for Sideshow members. Sign up right now. It is very inexpensive. $6.99 a month. That's all it takes. There are also quarterly, semi-annual, and yearly membership options. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Become a true and honorable freak. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I love this story so much. The one thing I don't like about it, the one problem I have with this story, is it's just too short. Martina Torres, 40, from Belgium, was jailed yesterday for killing her child after giving birth alone in the back of her car. She inserted her newborn into her anus. Why, you ask? She wanted to get rid of it. That seems very short-sighted. You know, I mean, she's very out of sight, out of mind about it, but you can still feel it. You gotta be able to feel that thing up your butt. And how fucking gaped out and wrecked must her butthole be that it could just slide up in there, no problem? I'm fascinated by her choice of actions all around. First of all, she gives birth in the car. She's, like, driving. She shits this baby out. She could have threw it out the window. It's one way to take care of the problem. It's like if you could have pulled over to a gas station and stuffed it in the bottom of a trash can. Wouldn't be discovered for days. The butthole is like the last place I would put a baby I want to get rid of. All right, after giving birth alone in the back of the car, she inserted her newborn into her anus to get rid of it. Smart. Finally, a few hours later, suffering a lot. This is like poorly translated, I think. This is actually how it's written. It's finally a few hours later, suffering a lot, that she went to the hospital. Guess that kind of makes sense. All right, so she was suffering. Just shit it out. The baby wouldn't come out. Just clinging on to that thing. All right, when doctors discovered the foreign object in her colon, the child was unfortunately already deceased. Yeah, you can't survive in a butt. Martina Torres said to police that she did not have a choice. You always have a choice. There's always a choice when it comes to shoving a baby in your anus. All right, she said she did not have a choice because prostitution with a child is very difficult. Oh, she's trying to juggle a career. Okay, it all makes sense now. Doctor said the child was probably born very healthy, despite the state of her mother's drug addiction and the conditions of confinement. Covered in shit. It is common for mothers of drug addicts. Wait. It is common for mothers of drug addicts get rid of their children. I see what they're trying to say here. This is an article that has been run through Google Translate or something. What they're saying is, you know, these women who are drug addicts and then give birth, They want to get rid of their children, but they often have the chance to be raised by social services. You can give up the baby for adoption or something. This little girl will not have had that chance. She will be presented to a judge next week. If I was judge or jury on this case, I would demand to see this woman's asshole. I'm so curious as to what that thing looks like now. That, by the way, would make a great Halloween costume. I'm going to go as this woman who stuck a baby in her ass. It's a very simple costume. You just dress like a woman, wear a wig. Then you get like one of those baby dolls. You take off its head, and then you tape what's left to your butt. So it looks like the baby's head is in your ass, and the rest is dangling. There's a quick DIY Halloween costume idea. Second story we have for you today, more baby death! Today on Distorted View, baby getting! That's not bad. How about baby apocalypse? Yeah, I like that better. The music definitely helps. A Missouri couple have filed a lawsuit against a pair of obstetricians, accusing them of decapitating their baby. Like, how bad at their job are they if somehow a baby's head gets cut off by accident? Like, I don't think this was done maliciously. It's just like the scissors slipped or something. A Missouri couple have filed a lawsuit against a pair of obstetricians, accusing them of decapitating their baby, whoops, during his 2011 delivery, and then trying to hide it. It's kind of hard to hide a baby whose head has been cut off. You know, when your baby comes out in two pieces, something went wrong there. One of the doctors tried to play it off like everything was cool, this is all normal. Here's your baby. Don't forget the top part. Oh, you didn't want him cut in half? You should have said something before. There's a form. There's a little box. You probably missed it. It says, slice baby in half, yes or no. All right, where are we at here? Yes, the obstetricians tried to hide it by shoving the child's body and severed head back into the birth canal. What are these people? People are shoving babies and assholes back in the fucking birth canal. And what is that going to do? Carl, we need to buy some time so we can think of something. Quick, shove the baby back in. Maybe they can say like, oh, the baby's head was cut off in the womb. You must have a really sharp uterus or fallopian tube or something, wherever babies come out of. All right, in a court complaint that reads like the script of a horror film, Artisha Betts and Travis Amonte described how Dr. Gilbert Webb and Susan Moore had allegedly coerced them into a vaginal delivery against their wishes and then severed their son's head. The 10-complaint lawsuit cites Midwest Maternal and Fetal Medicine Services, LLC, Signature Medical Group, and the two doctors. According to the suit, the couple was told by Dr. Moore during a February 2011 appointment that the baby will have to be delivered via C-section rather than vaginally because the child had an abnormally large abdomen. But when the expectant mother prematurely went into labor on March 22nd, only 28 weeks and 5 days into her term, the complaint indicates that Dr. Webb would not agree to the C-section and would only deliver her baby by way of attempted trial of vaginal delivery. All right, so far so good. I mean, I think they're doing everything right. Like, you can't give, you can't do a C-section to a baby that young, right? That infant, that time. I don't know. Maybe you can. I guess it doesn't matter. Whatever. The point is, the baby's head was cut off, and I want to know how that happened. The infant's head was delivered in the first stage of the birthing process, but in the second stage, which got underway at around 10:30 p.m., his large abdomen became lodged in the birth canal. According to the complaint, Dr. Webb applied traction to the child's head. Oh, no. Smushed it and then crushed it, then ripped it off. All right, so he applied traction to the child's head in an attempt to dislodge his body. So I think they're, like, pulling the head and hoping that the rest of the body would come out. The infant's head was then, decapitated. Citing the complaint, the Courthouse News Service reports that blood, shot out from the baby's arteries and veins, spilling onto the floor in full view of the mother. Oh, and I guess the father could see it too. He was sitting only 2 to 4 feet away from the birthing bed. The lawsuit states that Webb then pushed the baby's head and body back into the plaintiff's birth canal and called for an emergency C-section. No, it's not going to work. The doctor started cutting into the woman's abdomen before the anesthesia fully set in, causing her great pain and suffering in the process. During the procedure, the doctor surgically and completely removed the child's head from his neck and torso before handing the little boy... What? They then they handed the decapitated baby to his parents? They intentionally concealed his neck wounds, although the complaint does not specify how that was done. The Daily Mail was unable to reach the couple's attorney. The suit seeks unspecified damage to cover pregnancy costs, funeral expenses, as well as personal injury and wrongful death. So, there you go. And finally today, a lot of you freaks have been emailing me about this huge green sculpture that has appeared in Paris. Unfortunately, vandals have attacked it. Vandals attacked a giant green inflatable sculpture in one of the most famous squares in Paris in the early hours of Saturday, after its resemblance to a sex toy sparked an outcry. Yes, this giant green inflatable sculpture looks exactly like a butt plug. A butt plug you can purchase from AdamandEve.com using coupon code FREAK or DV. Get 10 free gifts with your purchase. One of those gifts is free shipping, so you're not going to have any additional charges. Get movies and... Oh, for the fuck's sake, okay. The 24-meter-high canvas artwork by U.S. artist, of course, by fucking American, Paul McCarthy, was unveiled on Thursday in Place Vendôme. That's how I would pronounce that, but since it's Paris, it's probably like... Place Vendôme, famous for its luxury jewelry stores in the Ritz Hotel. An unidentified group of people cut the cables which were holding the artwork, which caused it to collapse, police said. The person responsible for the piece then decided to deflate it, avoiding it being more seriously damaged. The deflated sculpture was being removed from the square on Saturday afternoon. McCarthy told French newspaper Le Monde that his work, Tree, was inspired by both a sex toy called a butt plug. It's like a primer here. Yeah, it's a sex toy called a butt plug. And a Christmas tree. It does kind of look like a Christmas tree. It was part of the International Contemporary Art Fair, or FAC, taking place in Paris on October 23rd through the 26th. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo said the attack was unacceptable and also denounced an assault on McCarthy the day he installed the work when a man hit him in the face before running away. He hit him in the face with a big rubber dong. He was just upset that the art piece wasn't a dildo. All right, there you go, my friends. It's your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, 206-666-4463. That's the phone number to our voicemail line. If you have something to say, maybe a comment about one of the news articles or just, you know, anything distorted view-worthy, give us a call. Say hi.
Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Wanted to check in with you, see how the guitar playing's going. You haven't brought it up for a while.
No, after my near heart attack, I haven't had time. I'm too busy not dying.
That is all.
It is funny. I'm trying to pick up my stupid guitar. It's funny because I was just thinking, oh, I need to get back into, you know, practicing. Unfortunately, I've got such a shitty memory, I think I've forgotten any little piece of information I may have had. Including all of Old Susanna. I don't remember how that's played. Let's see if I can do something here. And I went down and I get outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I get in the top of my lungs. What's going on? All right. No, things are not going well on the guitar front. Although today's news story gave me an idea for a band name. How does Dead Turd Baby sound? Sounds like a pretty hardcore group. All right, next up here.
Hey, Tim, it's Jimmy from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jim.
Just risking my fucking crazy neck biking home on the highway after my new job. Thought I'd tell you I'm saving up for a fucking Lifeside member slide show, whatever.
Ouch, that was awful.
So,
but I appreciate it.
You should probably make those a reasonable price. because I fucking want one and I'm broke as shit.
All right,
Timmy Boo, love you.
Well, you know, there are membership levels for every budget. You know, lifetime memberships are only $299. Is that how much they are? Yeah. It's a good deal.
Hey, faggot.
Hey, faggot.
Yeah.
Hey, this goes out to that guy that hates me. Eat shit. Timmy Boo loves me, even though I call him a faggot.
I do. It's true.
You're my only friend, Timmy Boo, for 8.5 hours a day. It's fucking sad. Anyways, how would you get rid of this Ebola? Would you just let all the Africans die and leave them over there? Or would you just, keep on flying them over here?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. Can these Africans even afford plane tickets? I mean, they're not coming over here on business. What sort of business do they have? We have some soil we would like to sell you. I mean, they've got to just be visiting family members who escaped the hellhole that is Africa. Why don't we have it so, if you have family members here in the United States and you're originally from Nigeria or wherever, you know, in Africa you're from, why don't we say we'll give the people here in America a good deal on plane tickets to Africa? But no one from Africa can come over here for a while until you guys get that shit under control. All right, that's my solution to the problem. Offer Africans a way out of the United States. I think everyone could agree on that, right? Racists are on board. Yeah, sure. One-way tickets over to Africa? Fantastic. All right, and finally today.
This is Spot-On Ham Bugger. Alex, you are a little bitch. Nobody likes you. Could you put it in?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Do we play this one?
Hi, this is Lauren Pistol calling from Laptitude Academy about the child care information you...
Who is she with?
Hi, this is Lauren Pistol calling from Laptitude Academy about...
What a shitty representative for the service. Like, your entire job is to be on the phone talking to people about your service. You got one goddamn fucking mush mouth on you.
Hi, this is Lauren Pistol calling...
Hi, this is Lauren Pistol calling from the Machine Dickerson. I just... You're drunk.
I'm from Laptitude Academy about...
Laptitude Academy?
About the child care information you requested from the website and...
She is drunk about the child care information you called about. If you can give a call back, enunciate, bitch. First of all, the quality on telephones are awful to begin with.
Child care information you requested from the website and setting up the tour to the school.
Oh my god, does she sound white? We just want to give you a cherry biscuit, okay? Alright, we've got a great facility here. We'd love for you to take a look at our school.
I'm happy to answer any questions for you and set up that appointment with my management team.
Yeah.
We will try calling
okay,
back.
That sounds great.
Back later, and I thank you again for considering Laptitude Academy for.
Fuck you! I'm not considering Laptitude Academy anymore. Based solely on your annoying voice. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. I have the audacity to make fun of how that woman says school. Official. School. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Oh, God.
A condition in which boys develop female breasts.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. See you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been.
Because his nuts start quivering and then his dick got hard.